Turkish military leaders say all of those responsible for last weekend's attempted coup have now been neutralized. The United Nations says it's concerned that people involved in the coup might not get a fair trial. There are many Americans still in Turkey who are trying to get home, including Gonca Sunmezpul of Somerville, who was visiting family there. She's now in Istanbul, but was in the southern part of Turkey when the coup began. We spoke with her just a little while ago this morning and asked her whether she realized a coup was underway last Friday.
I had absolutely no idea. I mean, Turkey has been a confusing place for a long time. But the idea of thinking of a coup, it's not something that comes to you naturally. What happened is we were in the south, you know, with my husband, and that night we happened to go to bed fairly early, and my phone is always next to me. I sat up in bed like about 2:30 a.m., and there was a news alert from New York Times. What followed were like lots of messages from my friends in the U.S. asking me how I was. That's how I was woken up and figured out something was going on.
So let me ask you this. How tense is the mood right now on the streets of Turkey in Istanbul where you are?
Well, it depends on where you are somewhat. I am right now in a fairly, I would say, you know, stable, not like the real center, you know, the center part of Istanbul. There are areas that are a lot more crowded. And last night, like there's a major square, Taksim Square, where there was tons and tons of people still just sort of out there on the street. Basically, the way that's reported is that they're out there because they came against the coup during, you know, when it was happening and after, encouraged by the government, and they were out there in Taksim Square just sort of protesting in a peaceful way. I can't say that there is any kind of outright violence, but people are tense because they're confused and they don't know what the future is really holding.
So is it uncomfortable to be there for you? Is it uncomfortable to be an American in Turkey at this time?
That's a hard question, Bob. I've been, you know, because of my profession and because of what I've been thinking about the last decade, and having aging parents here, I feel like I come and go, and you know, the rest is sort of up to God and fate or whatever. I have to come and go. I can't think that I'm in danger. However, when the news of the coup came, of course, the first thing I heard from actually our children in back in the United States was that, you know, you have to register your name with the consulate because after all, what if something happens? And it is uncomfortable.
As I understand it, you had planned to stay in Turkey until next month. Is that still the plan? The airports, as we read, are open, but do you at all feel stuck there?
Until actually late last night, I felt a little bit of a feeling of a stuckness because it was very clear that the FAA stopped flights. FAA had basically blacklisted Turkish Airlines, which flies a lot of direct flights between Istanbul and the U.S. They had stopped that. And I was a little worried. We were, you know, looking into and thinking about how else we were going to get back because our tickets were at the for the beginning of August. Late last night, the news came that FAA and Turkish Airlines did come to an agreement. So we feel okay, but we're in a very unsettled situation in Turkey. So I'm hoping nothing else will happen between now and when I have my ticket back.
Well, good luck to you. Please stay safe, you and your parents. And we appreciate your speaking to Morning Edition today. Gonca Sunmezpul from Somerville.
Thank you.